Disappointed as government misses January deadline on farmer payments. People's Pact warns democracy under threat under New Dawn administration. And in Global News, rescuers race to find dozens missing after deadly landfill collapse in the Philippines. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Patriots for Economic Progress, PEP leader Sean Tembo, has expressed disappointment over government's failure to fully pay farmers who supplied maize in the mid-2025, despite assurances that all outstanding payments would be settled by the 10th of January 2026. Mr. Tembo says senior government officials, including President Hakainde Hichilema, had promised that farmers who supplied maize to government around June and July 2025 would receive their payments by the stated deadline, but this has not been fulfilled. He says feedback received from farmers across various provinces indicates that fewer than half of those who owed have so far been paid, describing the situation as disappointing. Mr. Tembo has also dismissed explanations by some government officials attributing the delayed payments to slow processing by commercial banks, noting that the Bankers Association of Zambia has publicly disputed claims that banks are withholding funds meant for farmers. He has further reiterated his call on government to add interest to the delayed payments, arguing that the money owed to farmers is now more than 6 months overdue and that the time value of money must be taken into account.
As Patriots for Economic Progress, we wish to reiterate our previous call that government must now add interest on the payments that are due to the farmers, because these amounts are more than 6 months overdue. And government is fully aware that there is a time value attached to money. You cannot lend or borrow money from someone and not add interest.
People's Pact President Fred Membe has charged that democracy is under serious threat under the New Dawn government, claiming the situation is worse than at any other time in Zambia's recent history. Speaking during the official launch of the People's Pact in Osaka, Dr. Membe, who is also Socialist Party president, alleged that key public institutions meant to protect and guarantee the safety of Zambians, including the judiciary and the police, have become heavily politicized under the current administration. Dr. Membe says the time has come for the New Dawn government to leave office, accusing it of failing to fulfill its promises to the Zambian people, particularly in addressing poverty and unemployment.
We will restore the independence of the judiciary through transparent appointments. We will professionalize the police service. We will strengthen Parliament's oversight role, and we will guarantee the independence of the Electoral Commission of Zambia. We will protect freedom of expression. And we have enough experience in this. I've spent a good part of my life doing that.
At the same briefing, People's Pact Vice President and former University of Zambia Vice Chancellor Professor Nyson Ngoma said that once elected into power, the People's Pact would prioritize the agriculture sector by allocating at least 10% of the national budget to it.
Agriculture employs the biggest proportion, yet contributes only about 4% to our GDP. More Zambians work in agriculture than in any other sector. Our farmers work before dawn, work under the scorching sun, till the soil, plants, seeds, weed, fields, they are the backbone of our nation. They feed our cities, and yet they remain the poorest among us.
Meanwhile, former Agriculture Minister Robert Sichinga said it was unfortunate that the New Dawn government has refused to acknowledge that Zambia is currently facing an economic crisis, which he attributed to what he described as poor policy decisions.
He has had the chance to fix this economy. So we are asking what has happened. He will not promise, not use his account. And I supported him.
The National Action for Quality Education, NACEZ, has appealed to Parliament to prioritize the enactment of the Teaching Professional Act of 2025 into law when it resumes sitting next month, following Cabinet's approval of the bill in principle. NACEZ Executive Director Aaron Chansa says the law will ensure that only skilled and competent teachers are issued teaching licenses by the Teaching Council of Zambia, TCZ. Dr. Chansa has expressed concern that some individuals who are unfit to be in the classroom are currently teaching pupils, emphasizing that education is the backbone of economic transformation and should not be compromised. He further commended the Nursing and Midwifery Council of Zambia, NMCZ, for upholding professional standards by ensuring that only competent and deserving individuals are granted practicing licenses. The NMCZ recently announced that 541 out of 2,030 nurses and midwives who sat for the licensure examinations passed, representing a 27% pass rate. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, has formally charged and arrested a Congolese national and one Zambian in connection with drug-related crimes. DEC Deputy Public Relations Officer Teresa Mawere explains that the Commission on the Copper Belt has charged and arrested the Congolese national identified as Dede Ngoi Mujinga Teddy Mumba, aged 55, who was apprehended in Masaiti area in connection with the offense of trafficking in 60 kilograms of compressed cannabis, which was being ferried from the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, and earmarked for supply in Zambia. Ms. Mawere further explains that in a separate joint operation conducted in Nchelenge district by officers from Mansa and Chelenge districts in the Lopula province, the commission has formally charged and arrested Davis Kayembo, aged 19, in connection with the offense of trafficking in 51 sachets of cannabis. She says the two suspects have been detained in lawful custody, awaiting court appearances.
In a separate operation in Chelenge district, Luapula province, a 19-year-old Zambian was arrested for trafficking 51 sachets of cannabis. Both suspects are in lawful custody and awaiting court appearances. DEC wishes to warn the general public against drug trafficking and encourage the citizens to report suspicious activities to help promote safer communities.
The Alliance Against Corruption, AAC, is concerned that corruption and possible profiteering within supply chains may be fueling Zambia's persistently high cost of living despite improving economic fundamentals. AAC Executive Director Noel Chisebe says it is deeply concerning that the prices of essential goods and services remain high at a time when key indicators such as the strengthening of the kwacha against major